you would like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo's here, courtesy of copblock.org. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of the show. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Also, you can reach us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. So there's more, all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. A little bit of good news from the internet world. Netflix taking the number one slot away, apparently, from HBO in U.S. subscribers. That's a pretty big
deal. Steal.
Welcome to the new media world. So there's that. And then maybe some news about the Boston bomber thing, but I feel like we've kind of played that one out. Although, who knows, maybe you've got some comments, and indeed, people are already on the lines with things to say. 855-453. Skype username, again, is lrn.fm. Plus, Mark, you want to tell us about some parents who are apparently the type of people who, I'm going to presume they're religious, religious.
Yeah.
They do not want to take their kids to the hospital when something appears to be wrong, and that has allegedly resulted in the death of some of their children. So you're going to tell us that story coming up here in moments. But first, we go to the phones and to the fun. We've got William in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark. Hello, William.
Hey, I hope all's well. Ademo, you're one of my hero kind of guys.
I appreciate that.
I was getting nervous. no problem. You earned it. I was getting nervous on the phone or talking to you guys. But, yeah, yesterday I called about gun control or whatever. It dawned on me later about the Boston thing. I was thinking about it like they basically had martial law going on there in Boston or, I guess, surrounding state areas, I guess, big cities.
I don't know how far out beyond Boston it extended. I heard they had shut down the whole of Massachusetts to some extent. It certainly didn't affect Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know if it went up very high into New Hampshire at all. I hadn't heard about that. I heard Nashville police went down into Boston to assist with the thuggery down there.
Yeah, and the Manchester police SWAT team and Bearcat went down there, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pointing guns at citizens, telling them to don't search their home and all kinds of mess. And I'm not surprised they go to New Hampshire. You guys are, you know, well covered, you know. But I heard Connecticut as well, or, you know, I don't know, big cities. I was just sitting there thinking about, like, there's two guys, you know, one was a 19-year-old. They already killed the older one. And a 19-year-old basically turned Boston, Massachusetts into a martial law zone, and I couldn't help but think, like, imagine what 119-year-olds could do in this country if
all right,
an example, you know, they could bring this country to its knees.
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, first of all, it's not fair to blame the 19-year-old for the police's reaction.
Or give him credit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He didn't create a state of martial law. The police, the government, was only able to do that.
Right, but I think
agree.
William makes a good point in that if there actually were some kind of organized terror cell, some group of people who, beyond two, you know, because that's what allegedly we're dealing with here, and again, these are just suspects. They have not been convicted. They have not been put on trial. And obviously one of them can't be because he's supposedly dead. But if you actually had a dozen or two dozen or more people, you know, in a region, let alone across the country, that had some level of coordination beyond, you know, that they could use to make some sort of attacks, you know, maybe stagger them off a few hours apart from one another. That way the cops have all gone to one city and now they, you know, can attack another city and there are no cops around because they all went to Boston or whatever. I mean, it wouldn't take a whole lot of coordination to make something like that possible. And I think that we're fortunate that things like that aren't happening, that we do seem to be dealing with, you know, if you believe the government story, some relatively unknown actors who don't appear to at least have any affiliates, but we don't know because it's early on.
And another point to make here is that the 19-year-old didn't have anything to do with it in the sense that he, he was back at college partying, that he was drinking beer with his white friends.
Yeah, acting chill, you know, having a normal night.
And the police managed managed to extrapolate that he and his brother were the ones who did it. So then they put the manhunt on. The guys figured, got wise that they were, the cops were after him. They ran, and then that's what happened. But let's be, clear here. I think Carlos Miller made it really clear in his Photography is Not a Crime blog that the police have been trying to make criminals out of photographers for the last decade. Since 9/11, you take a picture of a train or a government building or something like that, you're as likely to end up in jail as you are to get a nice picture. And now, at the end of this sporting event, the police want people's film. They want people's video. They want people's pictures. Mm-hmm. And so it was the public that caught this dude. And in the same way that the public, found him in the boat,
in the same way they caught the DC snipers back in the day when you had another instance of so-called terrorism in the streets. Remember that one back in the mid part of the last decade?
I remember it, but I just want to point out that if we did as police all over this nation and policing organizations want, the police would have never caught this person. They wanted.
Yeah, that's super important to point out because, it was a civilian. Even with thousands of police and military roaming the streets, some dude found him in a boat, and it just...
Right, and it was awesome that it was coincidentally shortly there after they lift this ban. If they just would have originally
heard,
said...
And then we had a cop call last night who said it was not that... That was not the case.
Oh, I remember I was at a hotel this weekend because I don't have a TV. So I see an interview with this state police guy. He's like, we're lifting the ban. We have to really think about how long we can lock down a city because there are laws and stuff. And he was like trying to like care about the Constitution and stuff. And so because really you could just tell by the look on his face. He's like, I'm fine with like locking this down, kicking everyone's door and who cares. But and then. A little after dinner, I had was walking through the lobby again and seeing that, he is found, guy who goes out to have a cigarette. And
well, certainly true, the cops lie, or the cop could have been giving us misinformation. Maybe he was just telling what he had heard.
From what I heard as far as the numbers and the time frame went, when this guy found him in his boat then and reported it and that kind of thing, it sounds like what the cop was saying
still
was
still doesn't
was
matter
on.
To me like whether they did before or after these 9,000 cops because like
it still wasn't the cops who found him.
It still wasn't the cops who found him, one, but I mean, like the caller's original question is that two individuals allowed 9,000 cops the right to run through a town, and I'm sure you guys touched on it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we sure did.
Exactly, and that, people are more likely to be killed by a police officer than you are a terrorist, and so you're like, two terrorists, 9,000 cops, shouldn't be answering my door.
I'm surprised we haven't heard any stories about dogs getting shot. William, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, yeah, actually, it's appropriate that an animal's on tonight because, when a tattoo and seconds count cops are minutes away, here's another thing. Look at how many police, military and all that were at the Boston Marathon within 50 feet of the bomb, and people still weren't safe, man.
When
a cop on every corner isn't going to keep you safe.
Right, it's ridiculous to believe that the police are keeping people safe. Anyone who's determined will be able to cause destruction. It's so easy to destroy versus to create.
And I was watching I think it was ABC that I got the news from. Maybe it was AP. AP that I got the news from today. Yeah, they've done some questioning, and apparently this guy and his brother were upset. They felt that the Afghan and Iraq wars were wars on Muslims. Here we go, folks.
So this is about
now we know the surprise. It's the government that caused this problem by interfering in the Middle East.
So this wasn't a Chechnya thing?
Not as I understand, not as
initial reports.
That's what they're reporting. Right. That the FBI, that we're reporting what the FBI told them, and all I can do is comment on the news that I get. So the government creates the problem in the Middle East now, and I think it's really important to point out the government wants you to not take pictures of government buildings and all kinds of events, apparently, because cops are constantly harassing photographers. So the government wouldn't have been able to solve this problem without civilians. Finding the being able to taking these pictures and that kind of thing, and the government wouldn't have, with its house-to-house searches, couldn't find this terrorist or whatever you want to call him, this bomber, and it was a civilian that found him in his boat and likely would have found it sooner if he would have been allowed to go outside.
William, thanks for the call and thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-453 is the toll-free number here, and I actually had that story about the Afghanistan and Iraq thing. We can maybe get a little bit of detail on that here in moments. 855-453. Also, we're on Skype. LRN.FM is the username. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. We've got a bulletin board system that allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get access to that. Like the rest of our site, it is free. So, again, go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You got some bitcoins and you want to spend them on something real? Because you can through the Bitcoin Store. Bitcoinstore.com has more than 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment. And they're currently at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. This is the stuff that you can buy at a lot of other locations online. So go ahead and do the price checking, and you'll see that BitcoinStore.com beats the competition. And you can get them only for Bitcoins over at BitcoinStore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items, and I can say that I have tried it, and it works. Plus, you can buy anonymously, because Bitcoins are not necessarily tracked to any particular user, any particular identity. You can put whatever name you want in as far as the shipping address is concerned, and then pay with the Bitcoins and have it shipped anywhere you want around the world, as I understand it. Shipping domestically is free when it comes to orders of over $100 worth. Now, again, everything is paid in Bitcoin. If it's less than $100, the shipping amount is a $5 flat rate. So it's unbeatable. BitcoinStore.com. Go ahead and check out their prices, and I think you'll see that it's really impressively good over at BitcoinStore.com. So 855-453, that's the toll-free number here. Our first caller of the night brought up the Boston bombing situation again, and I think it's worth pointing out, as he mentioned, that the news reports that are coming out today, apparently the suspect has been talking to police. The 19-year-old suspect has told interrogators, this according to the Washington Post, that the American wars in Iraq and Afghanistan motivated him and his brother to carry out the attack. He said in a different report that it was his brother who was the so-called mastermind behind the operation.
Of course, his brother's dead and can't serve any time, so...
Right, so put it all on him.
I don't doubt it because he's younger, but I don't think that it's going to really matter that much in the long run.
From his hospital bed, where he's now listed in fair condition, Zokhar Zarnev has acknowledged his role in planting the explosives near the marathon finish line on April 15th, the first successful large-scale bombing in the post-September 11th, 2001 era. The Boston attack killed three people and wounded more than 250 others. The officials who spoke on condition of anonymity to describe an ongoing investigation said that he and his older brother attempted to avoid capture, did not appear to have been directed by a foreign terrorist organization. So,
does anybody know the movies that Wag the Tail or whatever?
Like Dog?
Wag the Dog, where they like film a whole war like in a studio or like make the whole nation believe, you know? So like my problem with like all this stuff, it's like so mainstream media is giving all this so much attention and it's pretty much bought and paid for by the state. And, like, for all we know, this guy's just like a ghost that, like, stories are going to come out every day. And they're like, oh, everyone, like, is still afraid of terrorists. So we just say they say this, they say that. Like, to me, in the beginning.
But at that point, you have to believe that all of the media is in on it, right? Like, there's, you know, this guy went to school with people at UMass. There's picture prom.
There ain't
got to
be that many people in on it. All these people get fed through the same channels. Like, are there 500 reporters asking this guy questions from a bed? Then I don't buy it.
No reporters are asking questions.
Getting to him, but he exists. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't have all these news agencies checking up. Believe me, news agencies will stick a camera in your face if they get an opportunity.
Yeah, but what do they know about this? They've wiped this guy's internet past. Like, there is no Twitter accounts of his anymore, no YouTubes, him or his brother, Facebook. You can't go back.
They pulled all that stuff?
Sure. You can't find anything about him anymore. You know, maybe there's a person out there who might have ripped it, but now you have to, you know, shift through what is, like, recreated or completely bogus. So to me, man, this is... You said it well before the first break, Mark, is that to me it doesn't matter, you know, all these fine details, because the government purports to protect you, and so since these bombings happened, they failed. And if that wasn't the case, if he did work for the FBI, or if it was an inside job, the other spectrum, if it's like the police aren't working to prevent it, it's like they're working to co-opt or have an involvement in it. And so that's the yin and the yang. It's like, no matter what, it's like they failed to protect us, and if anything, they were probably involved in it, and like that's bad for the government.
Well,
they
were clearly involved in it in the sense that the FBI had done interviews with Zarnev a couple of years ahead of time, and so it's not like this guy wasn't on their radar. Mm. This is the same thing that happened on 9/11. There had been reports of these terrorists, these potential terrorists at the time, to the FBI, and you know, it just didn't get through the mess. And I think the FBI reported the CIA, or the CIA reported the FBI.
But that's what they all say. I mean, I don't know anything they say. I mean, if the FBI is willing to pay heroin dealers to bust marijuana activists like our friend Rich Paul, then
right.
I'm sure they're willing to pay some guy to drop a backpack somewhere and then manhunt the dude down and, like, I mean, think if you were one of these two brothers.
But this
who
is an abject failure for these people. I mean, they don't look...
The FBI?
They don't look very good.
Well, they fail a lot. I mean, the
government. Why would they set up a failure is what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I don't think it's an inside job because this is the worst possible world for these people.
Well, right. If it were an inside job, why wouldn't they
eliminate... Stack that up on top of what happened with the what's the name of that powder that they found?
The ricin
situation today. They let their suspect go. I mean, what's the conspiracy theory around that? I mean, it's just...
Well, I don't know what the truth of the matter is. I'm not inclined to go with conspiracy, and I'm not inclined to believe the mainstream media. I don't know what the truth is, but I tend to understand where you're coming from, Mark, in that if this were some kind of plot that was orchestrated, why let the kid live? I mean, if that's the idea, is to put this out there to scare people, to stir up the police state, and then why allow this suspect to be talking to anyone? Why not just put a bullet in him and
maybe
call it a day?
Certainly we're ready to.
I don't want to go into the conspiracy because my principle is real simple, or my outlook on this is like, if the government didn't protect us, then they failed, and if the government is involved in it, then it's a bad government. So, like, that's how I look at it. No matter what the government, this is the government's fault. That's
sure.
My
well, it's the government's fault because their foreign policy resulted in this.
However you look at it, but I'm saying this story, so let's say these bombings happened, which they did, and we all can agree on that fact, mm-hmm. and the FBI just has no idea who did it. They're just clueless. They absolutely have no idea, so what do they need to do? They need to make themselves look valuable, so they create two suspects that maybe are actors that are just playing along. Maybe this first guy never did. I never seen anyone get shot on no video. I didn't see.
Well, what would be their motivation? I mean, if the
to calm, to control. I mean, they have.
No.
Of
what
wind.
Would be the act? What would be the people who, you know, Zarnev, those guys? What would be their motivation? Would it be that there somebody would be taken care of? Some family member would be taken care
maybe
of.
Maybe they're
for
just
life?
Former SEALs who have always been working for the state, and like this is their role, and they're just happy to follow
you
this order
yeah.
like anybody else. And
I mean, you have to have no faith in any kind of media at this point because there's bloggers on the ground. I mean, students are saying they knew this Zarnev guy. He went to UMass. I mean,
I am not saying this is what I believe. I'm just saying that I can't believe anything they say because for all I know, like, this is just some people in a room that are sitting around in the hospital and they're not really treating anybody. They're like, what should we say this guy said today? Or maybe he can't talk. Maybe he died 10 days ago. I don't know.
Now, that's an interesting
you know,
point.
The only person, these 10 people make a point in a room and then they give it to millions of media people. It doesn't really take many to create this story.
It certainly, at this point, the only outlet for the news that's coming from Zarnev is through the police investigators, so they could say what they want, but at some point or another, they're going to have to back it up in court.
855-450-FREE, and maybe at some point the media will actually get
you
an
think
interview
he's plea?
With this guy.
NBAA.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. We'll certainly keep you in the loop as we learn more and share your thoughts. We're coming up.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's next? If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliant skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and bed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and interact with a variety of different features. Archives are available that go way back, all the way to 2006. Late 2006, it's all free. You just go to freetalklive.com and click and download. They're yours, as many of them as you want. In addition to the regular archives, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and you'll get more than just Free Talk Live episodes through our SoundCloud page. The SoundCloud is kind of just a compendium of things related, audio related to Free Talk Live. So you get the episodes of the show, but you'll also get Edgington Post episodes, or every now and then I'll throw something up there like what I did this morning. I did an interview on our affiliate in Michigan City, Indiana, WIMS, which recently has come on board to take the live weekday program. They were doing overnights. Now they're live on weeknights. So welcome aboard again to everybody listening to WIMS. And it was fun being on their morning show for a segment this morning.
That's awesome.
I uploaded that because obviously not everybody was able to listen to WIMS this morning, but now everyone who is online at soundcloud.freetalklive.com can download that and or just play it back right in your browser. So, again, free archives available for you and more over at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And if you see an episode...
What radio show does this for you?
There's got to be some show out there.
There has to be some out there. But not one of these national ones that Free Talk Live's in full-on competition with. I mean, maybe
Phil
some
Henry's
local
doing
shows.
A podcast.
I think that's great.
Yeah, but he's not doing his full show. So, yeah, I don't know of anybody else in the biz, in the syndicated radio business.
I don't think we're really in competition
this.
With Phil Hendry. Other than, you know, he talks into a microphone and we talk into a microphone. I mean, he does a completely different
totally
show
different
than Free
show.
Talk Live does. I'm talking about your top 50 talk show hosts in the nation, of which Phil Hendry,
he's
I believe,
there.
Is one.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ones that do open lines, current events type shows. Phil Hendry kind of does a comedy type show.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. You might be right about that. So, again, if you want to share your favorite episode, maybe you like the episode tonight where Damo is on board, and after the show's over, once it goes up to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, just click the share button, and it makes it easy to post that archive to your Facebook profile or Twitter or WordPress, wherever it is that you like to hang out online. So, once again, that's freetalklive.com for archives.
I'm not right. I asked a question. Who does this? And I don't think that any other know of any talk show host that does it, but you would think that one of them has to provide us the level of service Free Talk Live does. Podcast of the full show going back, hosted for 7 years, including including appearances, all the appearances that we can get on other shows, making them available to you in high quality downloads. I don't think they do it, but maybe somebody does.
Prove us wrong, yeah. Feel free, post it if you know on our Facebook page. Would love to know if there's somebody else doing that.
NPR does it, but don't forget you support them with your tax dollars.
Mm. Hey, something you can support with your voluntary dollars would be shinybadges.com. They are very fancy, embossed, die-struck metal with a lustrous jewelry-like finish. Now, I have no idea what embossed die-struck metal is, but it looks really nice. I mean, this looks
embossed
like
means it comes up.
Yeah.
And die-struck means that something hard came down and knocked it out of another piece of metal.
Sweet, because it looks awesome. I mean, it looks like a really professional piece of jewelry.
It's a piece of jewelry, yeah.
So you can get Bitcoin shiny badges. You can get Voluntarist shiny badges, Shire Society shiny badges. Go to shinybadges.com. They accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, even Federal Reserve notes. Again, shinybadges.com.
For a limited time, they're going to axe the FRN sign.
You never know when those things are going to be on this, you know, out. Nobody's accepting
it. I support it. I'd like to see more businesses saying that.
Hey, Tom's on the line listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to address the absurdity of the notion that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I wanted to throw one more thing out there, okay?
Yes, sir.
You got the students who are going to the government-run indoctrination centers, and this month they're studying in social studies The Diary of Anne Frank, and all about how, look at this entry on June 20th, 1942, all these police state restrictions that the Germans were imposing on Jewish people, because, and how terrible this is, how lucky we are that we live in a free country where people have rights that the government cannot take away from you. Like, Jews were required to stay indoors after 8 o'clock p.m. They couldn't even go sit in their own garden after that hour, okay? Now, it's vacation week. Okay, they're at their cousin's house in another town, and they know because their teacher is teaching it almost like a religious fervor of, you know, the intensity with which the kid holds this belief. They, just like the kids in the parochial schools, believe in the religion they're taught. So they know that they can just walk down to the store and buy candy because this is a free country. Lo and behold, not only does it not occur to them to ask if there's a curfew in that town, they know that there couldn't be one because the government-run indoctrination centers told them that it's a free country. So you not only have the impossibility of knowing all the laws, you have the government-run indoctrination centers teaching them that there could be no such law in effect because of the logical conclusion of what they're teaching you.
Well, then it's a big shock when you actually do try to go out and discover there is a curfew as a young person, right?
So you not only go up on the curfew violation, you go up on resisting arrest because the teacher says the police can't just arrest you for no reason in this country. They have to have a valid reason. See, so now then they find out.
It can be a real shock to the system. I mean, when you first have this viewpoint that everything is a free country around here, have that completely smashed by some action of a state agent, it can be a little incapacitating. You really don't know what to think about it the first time. Shocking.
In the school here, they had a day where they brought the Keene police in and the canine and gave an exercise about how what skills this dog has and hid some fake drugs, but then like gave lectures about if the police are asking you about your parents using drugs, you should talk to us and you got to help us. And
really?
Totally rat out your parents, do this stuff, and then like, and if you have an issue, like they're not so much about punishing you, they can help you as well. And so, like, trading this back and forth, and this was told to me by an 8-year-old.
Hmm.
And so that didn't happen. I remember the first time I ever saw a bag of weed was from a DARE officer in school. But they were like, this is bad, blah, blah, blah. Not like, tell me about your parents, do this other stuff. So I wonder how, I don't know when the caller graduated high school, but I graduated in 2007, and it's, or excuse me, 2000, and it's now it's now gotten worse since then, you know, and so that's only been,
for sure.
And then she told me like 2 years ago, so, you know, in 10 years, they've totally, like, want, you know, from just like, hey, this is a bad substance, don't ever use it, like, tell us about your parents.
Right, and
if you're ever using this stuff, you better come to me, otherwise you're going to prison.
And they'll try to make it sound like they're going to help your parents, is what they want to make it sound like.
Let me point something out here about, you know, the police were asking everybody to come up with any photos they may have taken if they were near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. And, you know, that starts to make sense. Okay, let's come up with any photos we have. I would publish them online myself so that, yeah, they can download them, but so can everybody else, and they can't destroy them. But, yeah, it makes sense. Some of the help, and then you figure, well, with all of this cooperation, the news media was totally silent about the level of voluntariness on these house-to-house searches, or lack of voluntariness of these house-to-house searches.
No, the media wasn't silent on that. I heard them mention that it was supposedly voluntary the morning that I woke up on Friday. And
but there were people being held at gunpoint in their front yard.
They certainly were.
Yeah, so, I mean, that doesn't feel voluntary, you know.
The press conference I see, and the guy was using his word like, these are voluntary, and we can't have a state of, not instead of saying like we can't have martial law, he can't say we can't have a state similar to martial law very long without doing the proper procedures. And at this moment, these are voluntary compliances by the people of Watertown, Mass. Blah blah blah.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Mark. The video you're referring to. I saw this. It's from the window in another house. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So you don't really know what the circumstance is there. You really have no idea why that was happening. No one was recording on the ground.
It looked like that circumstance, right? Like, it looked like it was coming from Watertown. It looked like police in military garb, and it looked like they were holding people at gunpoint in their front yard. I don't know what the specifics are. I certainly don't, but...
That doesn't mean that they tried to refuse.
Some of the few videos that came out of the house-to-house searches, that was it.
Right, but you don't get context, you don't get any audio, you don't have any idea what was actually going on.
I don't need
the
context for a penny.
I think it's very justifiable to me.
I'm not saying it's justifiable. More coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Coming up, Michael Bloomberg from New York City, the mayor there, says that interpretation of the Constitution will have to change, he says, after this Boston bombing. We'll let him expound a little bit further on what he exactly means by that. And, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE is toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. And you can join us on Skype, connected username LRN.FM, to reach us here in the studio. As we continue here, we will take your calls. But there was a little bit more I wanted to say about the Watertown home, kind of the, not the invasion video, but the video of the people that are being taken out of their homes at gunpoint. And I want to continue that here in moments.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and accounts receivable is a pain in the butt for you, SACL CAI can handle it in a way that respects both you and your customer. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI.
All right. So you saw this video. A lot of people have seen the video. It was linked to on the Drudge Report today, actually several videos. There was an article with three or four different videos, and none of them were any level of on-the-ground video camera nearby these cops as they were doing these house-to-house searches.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get any context. And what I was saying earlier, and maybe I miscommunicated, is that the video shot from a, like, looks like an upstairs window, kind of shot downward at the street, watching these cops take people out of this home at gunpoint, was purported to be people refusing to allow police to search removed from home at gunpoint. And my point is, you don't know if they refused to search. It could simply have been that these people were doing what seemed to be the smart thing, and that is, hey, there's men at the door with a bunch of guns. I'm going to put my hands up because I don't want these crazy cops who have trigger fingers that love to shoot dogs and human beings whenever they get the excuse. I don't want them thinking I'm going for a gun or making a move with my hands or being unsure in any way where my hands are. So this could have been yet another family who was simply complying voluntarily but were so scared, and rightfully so, of the police that they just simply had their hands up throughout the entire exercise.
Well, I did mention that to some of my friends that, you know, there's, I don't know, a dozen, half a dozen, 20, whatever, units going around conducting searches at one time. It wasn't just like one group going around. So maybe this particular unit was, you know, this is how they were doing it. Like, all right, everybody one out at a time.
Could be.
Buy the book, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever. And, you know, the other people were like, do you want me to search? No. Okay, next place, let's go. In any, you know, degree in between. So
we still have yet to hear any story. I asked on our Facebook page last night, did not see any response. Honestly, I haven't checked today, but I've yet to see any story of anyone refusing to comply with the search process. Certainly haven't seen any video of anyone refusing to comply with the search process. But allegedly, it was all voluntary because these weren't exigent circumstances, as what from what we understood with the cop that called last night. If they see the guy run into your house, that's the time when they supposedly can go in without a warrant or consent. But in this case, there was just wholesale searches of everywhere.
All I know
so they were
is
getting consent.
All I know is I saw people being held at gunpoint, and I find that very disturbing.
It makes it seem like it's not consensual.
Well, I don't know whether I didn't claim that it wasn't consensual,
right.
Ian.
I know you're not. I know you didn't claim that. But that's
I'm not even
what this
suggesting
video,
it.
I get what you're saying, but that's the context under which this video is being posted online. Look what these people tried to refuse the search. We have no idea what those people said to the police or what the police said to them.
I've got you. All I know is that it looks really, really uncomfortable. The police officer said that he wouldn't allow me to go along while he searched my home last night.
So like you said, you wouldn't have answered the door in the first place. So
well,
I think
likely,
that's the best solution.
Likely I wouldn't have if there wasn't any noise going on in my house. If it seemed like my house was alive with people in it, which seems like the likely circumstance, I would be having a serious talk with them before they came in about whose house this is. But I would want to do whatever got them down the road as quickly as possible.
I can understand people being scared, but what I can't understand is that why, like, I wasn't able to get to some place. I mean, I asked on Cop Block's Facebook for people to post links of live streams and stuff like that. I looked for them myself. You know, we had some friends that were down there that took some photographs and were live streaming for a moment. And I can understand the fear or the actions that are possible when men with guns are at your door. But I still understand that while they moved, that, like, if I was filming and they got to my door, sure, if I had to stop or I felt that's where my line is, fine. But my neighbor is then filming me at the time. And then vice versa. I'm like, where is all this video? Like, we should be able to watch these guys at this point go right down the street in some, you know, if someone took the time to edit all this together.
Right. Where are all the Massachusetts libertarians? I mean, where were they during all this? They're supposedly down there doing all kinds of activism, but where were they with their video cameras?
And as far as the cops, if they were doing anything besides knocking on my door, which I don't even like them doing to begin with, because of their actions, but if they were knocking on my door to say, can I search? No. Okay, here's a gun in case you see a terrorist, and then leaving, then, like, I think it was unproductive because they're just wasting time and obviously not able to do their job, nor did they, and so on.
I got an email today from somebody claiming that these were military tactics, that they have, they had some level of insight in this area, and that these were military tactics that were undertaken in Iraq, and that you know, he believed that proved
sounds
that,
believable.
That the the federal government was coordinating this as opposed to state level governments because it hadn't been done before, and so. I guess it's probably pretty efficient if it's been tried out in war zones, but I really don't like the idea that they're using tactics that they use in war zones here in the United States that seem, quite frankly, extra constitutional.
See, this is one of the good examples where, like, unintended consequences. I mean, where do most police officers, correction officers, the enforcement arms of the government come from? Where's
military.
The previous employer military? So, like, yeah, the police state is obviously becoming more militaristic. Nobody can doubt that, but it could just be by default that some of these guys have this training to stack up formerly from their previous experience. You know,
yeah, just like back in Afghanistan. Let's go to Ben, listening to LRN.FM in Illinois. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind?
Hey, so I was looking through my bookmarks, and I found this thing that I had looked up a little while ago called recapthelaw.org. And it's really interesting because I don't know if you heard about I'm sure you heard about Aaron Schwartz and all that stuff. One of the things that he was investigating was the Patriot
Aaron Schwartz, system. Who is that? Is that the Reddit guy?
He is the Reddit dude.
That killed himself?
Yeah, okay. Right. Now, and I don't totally agree with, like, his whole philosophy, but I like some of the stuff that he did, specifically this. So the Patriot system is where it's an electronic system that lets you look up case law for federal court cases.
Yes,
and
Pacer.
What's that?
We are agreeing.
Pacer, P-A-C-E-R, Pacer, okay.
Yeah, P-A-C-E-R. And so it's a fee-based system run by, I believe, the federal government, some branch of it. And I think it's like 10 cents a page. You have to search for something. You don't know how many pages you're going to get before you search. It's kind of a sham, so you have to pay
Surprise.
For it afterwards.
And yeah. Ignorance of law is no excuse.
Okay.
Right. And they're like, they're over budget by three times as much as they're charging. But at the end of the day, you can get these files, and this is one of the things that he was doing. He went in, they had a pilot program in a bunch of public libraries, and one thing that he did was he went in and he had some script that he ran, and there's other people that do this too, but it would go through and just randomly get these files and save it probably like the flash driver or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
meaning, just to clarify, you're saying that at the library they waived the fees because it was a library
correct.
Accessing the system, so therefore they
correct.
Went into the library, ran their script there, and got a bunch of downloads from this Pacer system without paying the fee.
Right. But then they shut it down. Because they
shut down the whole system, or they shut down the library access?
The library access. The Pacer system still exists. You can still use it. Yeah, I think what happened was they figured out that people are starting to get access to this, and they're putting it on the internet. Now everybody's going to have access to it. So now there's this thing called Recap, and what it does is it's like a Firefox and Chrome extension, and you can also access the Pacer system from the internet at large. You have to set up an account and give them your credit card and all kinds of stuff, but you can access it. And so with the Recap extension does is it every time you browse to one of these pages, it makes a copy of it and sends it off to the Recap server, and it's still pretty new, but the process of what it's doing is pretty interesting because it's building up a it's only federal. It says I'm looking at the site right now. Oh, the site is recapthelaw.org. recapthelaw.org. It's in here, U.S. Federal District and Bankruptcy Court documents.
So they're using people who are paying for the Pacer system and kind of copying their files?
Right, because they're essentially the public records anyway. It's just
This ought to be free, absolutely.
Yeah. I support this. And any kind of workarounds that it takes to get access to this without people having to pay for court files, I support that. Thanks, Ben, for the call and the heads up. Recapthelaw.org.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.